The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic, or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, preparing for my homily, I was searching through letters that a Carmelite, cloistered Carmelite sister has written to me, looking for a quote that I remembered that she had said. And I came upon a recurrent theme in every one of her letters, which I thought of again with today's gospel reading. So just to quote briefly from a few of her letters, she says to me, "Our Lord loves his priests with the tenderest, most delicate, and intimate affection and love. No one is allowed to hold his body the way a priest is. If your heart is set on Christ and belonging to him and being totally his and his alone, all else will follow." In another letter, she says, "One's love for him must be undivided, whole, entire, singular, solitary. Only him. Him alone do I seek. He alone is my heart's desire." And one more. She says, "Father, be generous. Christ desires your love and your heart so much. Stay poor, very poor, because if we don't have anything, no possessions and no possessiveness, then he will be our one and only possession." Why does our Lord say to the apostles, "Take no gold, silver, or copper, no sack, no tunic, no sandals, no walking stick"? That their hearts would be free. That their hearts would not be attached to anything of this world, so that they could be all his. And the more their hearts would cling to him, the more they would be conformed to him, and therefore able to give him to others. Somebody asked me recently, they said, "Father, would you ever buy a dog? Would you ever have a dog at the rectory?" And I thought about it for a moment, and I had to say, no, I wouldn't. And I said, knowing myself, I said, to have a dog would be an escape for my affections. Affections that I should be reserving for our Lord alone, I would give to that dog. My brothers and sisters, what is true of priests in a particular way is true of all the faithful. As we journey forward, our hearts should become ever more free to be given to him, so that we can then offer him to others.